Hi, welcome to another edition of the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm glad you've joined us today. Here on the More Abundant Life, we present music and ministry by Pastor Wintley Phipps. And today we're going to continue a sermon that was begun in the previous broadcast. This title is Do You Have a Passport? And this is part two of that message. If you heard the first part of the message, I'm sure you're going to want to stay tuned to hear how this message concludes. So stay with us here on this edition of The More Abundant Life. Now, before we get to our message, here's some music by Pastor Wintley Phipps, a song entitled Climbing Up to Zion.
I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up, up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up, up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. Brother, won't you listen? Oh, yes. Sister, won't you listen? Oh, yes. Brother, won't you listen? Oh, yes. I'm climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up, up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. Children, won't you listen? Oh, yes. Children, won't you listen? Oh, yes. Children, won't you listen? Climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. Climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. See the gates of yonder, oh yes. See the gates of yonder, oh yes. See the gates of yonder, oh yes. I'm climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up, up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion to see my Lord. I'm climbing up, up the rough side of the mountain, climbing up to Zion. Yes, I'm climbing up to Zion, climbing up to Zion to see.
You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. We just heard music by Wintley Phipps, Climbing Up to Zion, and that's from the CD release entitled Favorite Spirituals. Now here's the message for today, part two. Do you have a passport?
This generation is at risk of being lost in a blizzard of information. Sometimes when I pause to think about the technological advances in my lifetime, it leaves me stunned and shaken. My mind comes away reeling from the rapid pace of human progress. Too much information to be absorbed in Earth's classroom. You can't, are you with me today? You can't absorb it all. without a doubt, this is the time Daniel said. We've come to a time when we're so unimpressed by the progress. We've grown accustomed to progress. So much so that the historic has become commonplace. It's hard to imagine. It's been almost 35 years since Neil Armstrong first landed on the moon. Now we go into space with almost boring regularity. Breakthroughs in science have become so routine, we don't stop to celebrate them anymore. And some of those breakthroughs don't even make the news. The Bible says that knowledge shall be increased in Earth's classroom, and it is. Some of us are even old enough to remember when television came to the world. I'm old enough to remember when television came. You remember, I remember driving down in Trinidad, we call it Eastern Main Road. Huh? Some of you have, come on, you know you come from places, they just call it the Main Road. And then you'd look into the houses and you'd see a little blue glow. You remember that? And that said to you, somebody had money. Because they could afford a TV. Some of us are old enough to remember where we were and how we felt. We live in a world now where television has compressed our world into a global village. Teenagers in Tibet wear blue jeans. Tokyo and Beijing, there are people there who speak better English than some of us on our city streets. Some of our young people don't learn to speak the language anymore. Somebody say amen. You know I'm telling the truth. Events in places like Bosnia and Iraq a world away, but they're playing out in our living rooms in real time on real player on the internet. This has to be the time Daniel spoke of. I believe that we are dwelling and we are living in a grand and awful time. Our safe and often insular religious traditions are giving way to new ideas and new compromises. In my lifetime alone, I must say to you, I have seen the best of man and I've seen the worst of man in this classroom. Many of us who own laptop computers don't even realize the first computer built at the University of Pennsylvania in 1946 was as large as a railroad boxcar. It had 18,000 vacuum tubes, weighed over 30 tons, and now one tiny quarter-inch silicon microchip can service more information and outperform that huge computer hands down. In my lifetime, I've seen the best of man, but I've got to tell you, in this classroom of Earth, I've seen the worst of man. I'll never forget one day whizzing through the countryside of France on a train they call the TGV, Très Grand Vitesse, the world's fastest train. Sat down beside a man who, after listening to me and my youthful idealism, felt impressed to instruct me on the darker side of humanity. He wanted me to know that here in Earth's classroom, that there are lessons on cruelty and barbarism. And he rolled up his shirt sleeve and showed me the tattooed numbers on his arm, placed there by the Nazis in a concentration camp. Names like Auschwitz and Dachau, Buchenwald. And I sat there stunned as he placed his hand to his chest and he hit his chest and it sounded like this. It was a hollow sound on a prosthesis that he wore to hide the atrocities that were done to his body by the Nazis. Yes, in my lifetime, I've seen the best of man and I've also seen the worst of man in this classroom called Earth. With all of our knowledge, we still have violence and ignorance. It makes you long to go to heaven. Said it makes you long to make sure your passport is ready. As long as there are wicked thoughts and evil hearts, men and women will need a hope of a better place. And to get to heaven, your passport has to be stamped and ready. One person said, we're in a mess today because though man is a wonderful machine, he did not come with instructions. But I want you to know, God would have never created a world like ours and then turned his back on it. He left us with instructions. Instructions on how to get out of this mess alive. Hallelujah. He left us with instructions on how to get a valid passport to go from earth's classroom to heaven. And we don't like to follow instructions. That's our problem. Amen. God left us with a book called the Bible. And if we hope to make it through the end time, we're going to have to know that Bible for ourselves. And no truth is more important than this truth. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have what? Pass from what? Death unto life because what? We love each other. In this Bible, God left it with instructions, and we had to study them and heed them. And guess what? You can't get around them. It reminds me of a captain of a large Navy ship. He saw a light straight ahead on a collision course coming to his ship. So he sent a signal saying, I am the captain of this ship. Alter your course 10 degrees north. The reply came back, alter your course 10 degrees south. Seaman third class. Seaman third class, not even an officer. Not even a captain telling a captain alter his course. The captain was angry, furious. He signaled back, I say to you again, alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship. The reply came back, seaman third class, alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. You're not going to get around this lighthouse. You better alter your course, alter your direction, change the way you're living. We're about to make shipwreck of our souls if we don't listen to the keeper of the lighthouse. I want you to know the Bible will never lead you wrong. Malicious people will misstate it. Saints will deviate from it. I said malicious people will misstate it. Saints will deviate from it. But you will, if you follow the word of God, it will never lead you wrong. It has within its power to penetrate the heart, power to motivate the will. Men may burn it. They will try to bury it. They cannot destroy it. For heaven and earth shall pass away. But my words, said Jesus, will never pass away. Somebody said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. You can nail it to a tree, it'll rise. You can wrap it in grave clothes, it'll rise. You can seal it up in a borrowed tomb, it will rise. You can persecute its believers, run them out of town, it will rise. Because my word shall never pass away. They can never take that word that you hide in your heart. So I'm glad to tell you, you don't need a college education to understand the Bible. Aren't you glad about that? I said, aren't you glad that you don't need a college education to understand the Bible? Years ago, a little seminary, it didn't have a gym, and the young ministers in training, the seminarians, would play basketball in a nearby public school. And there was an old black janitor over there who would open up for them so they could play and then close it down after they left. But all the while as they played their games, this old janitor would sit there reading his Bible. And one day one of the young seminarians said to him, what are you reading? The old man said, I'm reading the book of Revelation. Oh, you need a college degree to understand that, said one of the seminarians. Oh, I understand it. You understand it? Yes, I do. Well, what does it mean? It says Jesus is going to win. He's going to win? Aren't you glad you don't need, are you with me today? Aren't you glad you don't need a college education? to understand the word of God, when you first come to Jesus, the word of God is like milk, but if you keep eating it, church, it'll be like meat to your soul. You don't need a university diploma to understand the word of God. I'll never forget, the most important thing that I've learned in this book is that Jesus loves us and wants us to love one another. Amen. I'll never forget, 20 years, 30 years ago now, have mercy, 30 years ago, I'd received love letters from a young lady. Her name was Linda. I lived in Montreal at the time. She lived in Florida, 2,000 miles away. When I received a letter from Linda, I would treasure that letter from my sweetheart. I'd read it and reread it. The envelope seemed perfumed, but I want you to know it was the words that really had the fragrance. Are you with me today? And then there came a day when I just couldn't take it anymore, and I jumped in my 1968 Oldsmobile. And I drove nonstop from Montreal, Canada to Fort Pierce, Florida by myself. Because I wanted to see the love of my life. One of the reasons I got to have my passport. I said, one of the reasons I've got to have my passport ready is I've been reading some love letters. From somebody called Jesus. When I get lonely, he wrote me saying he'll never leave me or forsake me. When I got tired, he wrote me saying, come, you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. When I got worried about where my next meal was coming from, he said, take no thought of what you shall eat or drink. I take care of the lilies of the field, and I'll take care of you. Don't worry, your heavenly Father feeds them. He'll take care of you. And one day, I don't know about you, one day at a time, you got to live it. I'm going to make it through this, and I got to get my passport together because I want to see the one who's been writing me. These love letters. Hallelujah today. Oh, I got to close. I got to close today. What sort of place heaven is going to be? When you get there, you'll be done with all your toiling. No more tears. You will enter a realm that is beyond the dust and the gloom of the grave. Hallelujah! The grave will be no more. Who will be your closest friends? Some people feel so bad on earth because people that they want to be friends with don't want to be friends with them. I want you to know when you get to heaven, the kind of folks you're going to be able to be friends with, you won't miss these people. Are you listening to me today? You're going to be able to say, come on, Enoch, let's go on up here to this planet. Let's talk to him about how I got over. You'll be able to say, Abraham, come on. Oh, you're not listening to me today. The ransom that the redeemed of the earth will be your closest friends and companions. Woo! It's beyond the power of words to describe. But you need a passport to get there. And the passport has to say, she loved the unlovable. Those who didn't treat him right, he loved them anyway. You want a passport yourself? Some of you are going to have to make some changes. Huh? And don't wait till you start getting sick to try to get your passport. Did you hear what I said? Some people think that they'll be able to run and,
and make a hasty purchase from their local Christian bookstore. You know, when you start, oh Lord, help me, Jesus, when your body doesn't work like it used to, you can buy every book this church has ever published. If you don't learn to love the brethren, you won't have stamp. Passport valid. The more I think about it, the more I want to go to heaven. I want to see my mother. She's departed this life. I've got some unanswered questions. We never really talked about it. Somebody says we'll understand it better by and by. I want to go to heaven because there's some things we'll only understand when we get there. Some of the trials we face, some of the burdens we bore, we'll only understand them when we get to heaven. But to get there, to get a passport to pass from death to life, we are finally going to have to learn to love each other. Real love is not natural for us. It doesn't come natural to us. Lord, isn't that the truth? Somebody ought to say amen. If we do not have that love, we are living in death. How do you love each other? Yeah, you got to put other people first. Everybody is always thinking of themselves. You got to learn to put other people first. And rejoice when they get stuff before you. Now that's the hard part. Now that's when you know you really love the brethren. When they get stuff before you do. And sometimes get stuff that you never will. Is your passport valid to go to heaven?
There is a balm in Gilead to make the a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. If you can preach like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, then you can tell the whole world he died to save us all. is upon in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm to heal the sin-sick soul.
Well, that concludes our message for today. We ended the message with some extra music there. That was a song entitled Balm in Gilead, again from the CD release entitled Favorite Spirituals. I do hope you enjoyed today's message. We heard the second half of the message entitled Do You Have a Passport? And if you would like to obtain an audio copy of this message, here's what you need to do. You need to call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342 and ask for program number 304. Again, you can call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342 and ask for program number 304. And that's going to allow you to access an audio copy of Do You Have a Passport? That title, and that's part two of that message. Part one was program number 303. And so you may want to get both of those if you heard just one or the other. You can get both of them with referencing program number 303 and 304. Many times we split these programs into two because of the time constraints of broadcast. We do a part one and a part two and sometimes even a part three. The messages are really so special and so important that we feel you need to hear everything that Pastor Phipps has prepared. And thus was the case today. That brings us to the end of our program for today. I do hope that you enjoyed the program. And I hope that you'll join us again here on another broadcast of The More Abundant Life. But until you can, I would like you to remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that life might be the more abundant life. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. Take care until next time.
In your